I'm delighted to be joined by Seamus McEnany. Seamus, first time, we've won it since 2003. Great win. I know it's only January, but when you got here and you're in the final and it was in the melting pot, you wanted to take it home.
Yeah, certainly. Listen, Monaghan's not in a position to be turning down the opportunity of lifting any medals or any cups. It's 19 years since we won the McKenna Cup, but the McKenna Cup experience for 2022 has been fantastic for us. We played 32 players throughout the campaign. We played 31 players the first weekend. We played 25 players on Tuesday night, and again tonight we played 24 players. And it was about getting game time into players that may make a contribution next weekend and putting the test to them. And listen, obviously we'd be disappointed how the last 20 minutes goes, but you know, when you start putting in a 7, 8, 9 subs, we had the same difficulty against Fermanagh. When you start doing that and you're trying to balance that with game time for players that needs game time, and then trying to dig out players that needs rest, that maybe after playing a full 75 minutes on Tuesday night. So listen, at the end of the game, if it's a balancing act, well, we just got it on the money.
How difficult from a managerial point of view is that? Like, obviously you have to weigh it up, as you said, you want to win the game, but you do have to look at the bigger picture. You're back here next weekend, next Sunday, against the All-Ireland champions. Was it much of a benefit getting a run out here tonight in the same pitch as you're going to play them?
Well, for by that part of it, the level of intensity of the game was played at in the first half, and early on in the second half would obviously be pleasing for us. But you know how it developed off on, it wasn't. But to get another game this week was brilliant for us. You know, it's better than playing an in-house game tomorrow. It's better than playing a challenge match tomorrow. It's it was a competitive match against one of the best teams in the country, like Donegal. It's a completely different story. The McKenna Cup has been brilliant for us. We've seen a lot of players. We've seen the standard set by our experienced players, and the younger lads needs to, you know, can see that and will buy into that and take the lead from that. And we come back here next weekend against the All-Ireland champions. We're coming into the home of the All-Ireland champions next weekend. You know, we need to be an awful lot better than tonight if we come out of here to try and come out of here with a result.
32 players, Drew Wiley back on the pitch after a long layoff as well. He was there on Tuesday night as well. Are you now in a position, Seamus, and I know when you were back in the first stint here with Monaghan in 2007, possibly didn't have the numbers on the panel, you were operating on a slightly tighter numbers. Have you now got positions, cover for all positions almost on the pitch?
I just wouldn't say that. We're certainly trying to put a bit of depth in our panel. You know, the loss of Sean Jones through a collarbone injury back 4 weeks ago was disappointing. The loss of Conor Leonard on Tuesday night, you know, they're two fellas we'd have loved to see in this kind of campaign, but we hope to have them back in the pitch in a fortnight's time and develop on from there. You know, listen, we're trying to put a bit of strength and depth into it. We think we have. You'll only know that when that's tested.
Yeah, look, let's go to the match itself. Brilliant first half, particularly that second quarter. You went in 1-7 to 4 points ahead. You're using those flanks, Conor McCarthy, Ryan McInnesby, running in, trying to break in and get around on that arc, trying to get into the scoring zone, working to great effect. Michal Bannigan as well. You must have been incredibly happy at half time to be up 6 points.
Yeah, I was delighted to be up by 6 points at half time, surely, and I thought we played some really good football the first half. But yeah, you know, even early on in the second half, the first 10 minutes second half, and really until we started to make substitutions. And it's not that we bring in equally as good a talent into the team, but it brings a bit of disorganisation within the group. But I listen, overall tonight's performance, I'd be quite happy with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So next week, a couple of players not featuring tonight. You had Shane Woods made a debut against Fermanagh, got man in the match. He is still to come back in. Conor McManus and Kieran Hughes as well. So how far along on the road is Conor to making maybe an appearance?
You know, listen, everyone has to fight to get into the 26 here, and Conor McManus is no different, and he's fighting his way. He's back training quite a while, and he's fighting his way to try and get back into the 26, and he just didn't make it tonight.